Expanding Medicaid has been one of the most politically contentious parts of the Affordable Care Act. As John just mentioned, the expansion would result in more coverage for low-income adults, with the federal government picking up most of the tab. This week, Ohio's governor bypassed his own Republican legislature to push the expansion forward in his state. We have a story now from next door in Pennsylvania, where the governor is taking a different approach. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Alana Gordon reports.
Over the last few weeks, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett has been canvassing the state, touting his new Healthy Pennsylvania plan. He most recently made the rounds at a children's hospital in North Philadelphia.
How old is Jaden?
Jaden is 13 months.
13 months?
Corbett's plan includes reauthorizing a children's health insurance program. But maybe more importantly, it also calls for accepting the generous federal Medicaid dollars that are part of the Affordable Care Act, with certain caveats.
Thank you all. We need a medical insurance program that's designed for Pennsylvania. One size does not fit all.
Corbett's concept is to direct newly eligible people, mostly low-income childless adults, into the healthcare marketplace where they could buy private coverage. Right now, the state controls how Medicaid money's spent. Corbett's idea is to take those new federal expansion funds to help subsidize people buying those private plans instead. He'd also change some current Medicaid benefits and include a job training component.
Most importantly, though, it's not putting 500,000 more people into an entitlement program. It's putting them in a program where they are invested in the program. They are invested in their health care.
The governor is looking for a way to draw down the federal money.
Nicole Huberfeld is a professor of health law at the University of Kentucky. She says when you look at a map, about half of states, mostly Democratic, are moving forward with some kind of expansion. She isn't surprised by Corbett's latest move. She says the federal money is too much for governors, Republican or Democrat, to pass up.
The legislature may or may not be on board, but the governor recognizes that there's a lot of federal money to be had that will likely ultimately save the state a lot of money in the long run.
When the Supreme Court gave states the option last year to expand Medicaid, there wasn't much of an appetite for it, no matter who paid the bill. That's according to Matt Baker, a Republican lawmaker in Pennsylvania who chairs the state's House Health Committee.
The Democrats in Harrisburg, by and large, support a full-blown Medicaid expansion. Republicans do not.
Baker doesn't view Corbett's plan as an expansion, and it doesn't appear to be facing severe political backlash. Pennsylvania State Senate Majority Leader Republican Dominic Pileggi says conversations about Medicaid had been seeping into the political discourse months earlier when Pennsylvania's neighbor, New Jersey, opted for an expansion.
It would be foolish for us to leave people uninsured and leave our hospitals and healthcare providers providing care to these uninsured individuals while the money that we send to Washington goes to other states to deal with their issues.
Democratic leaders worry Corbett's moving too slowly and are still awaiting more details. But at least some advocates for a full expansion are cautiously optimistic. Michael Race is with Pennsylvania's Partnership for Children and says he was hopeful early on a plan would surface.
While we would have preferred to see Medicaid expansion put on the table, the governor put forth a plan that can still have the same net effect.
The whole plan isn't a done deal, but Huberfeld with the University of Kentucky says one thing's clear. Federal Health and Human Services, or HHS, officials have signaled from the onset they're willing to work with states.
HHS has the authority to give states the power basically not to comply with Medicaid with the approval of HHS.
And they most recently did that for the first time by approving a similar alternative plan for Arkansas. PR News, I'm Alana Gordon in Philadelphia.
This piece is part of a collaboration among NPR, WHYY, and Kaiser Health News.